Oh, jeez, Gander, where are we now?
Soaps, we're here, October 24th, 2015, at the start of the last episode of the Make It Time podcast!
Oh, really? This is really the last episode? Why is this the last episode?
Because, Soaps, at the end of this episode, we fall into a Sarlacc pit from Star Wars, bending the space-time continuum, meaning Season 3 never gets made!
Whoa, that's heavy, man.
Heavy? Weight has nothing to do with this, Soaps!
Oh, jeez, Gander, so what do we do now?
It's actually quite simple, Soaps. We have to find the containment cage before Past You gives me the Star Wars gift at the end of this episode.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Well, we better get on with it then.
Precisely. We've only got 45 minutes to find it.
Wow, Gander, that's really not long. So where are we now?
Right now, we're actually in the intro to the episode. And if my calculations are correct, Soaps, the music to the main intro should start about...
Hello and welcome to another episode of May Contain. I'm Soaps.
And I'm Gander.
And we are down to our season finale.
I know.
This is it.
This is it.
Now, this is huge as well, right? Because not only, right, are we in the containment cage.
Which is the second episode.
Which we announced last week.
Yep.
Right? Definitely. Now, we are not only recording this episode, we are actually going out live.
Live to the world.
So, for the first time ever, even know that there's going to be this episode, then there'll be a break.
Yep.
And then, I guess, we'll come back and we're doing all these live with this.
Yeah, we're going to test it tonight to see how well it goes.
Yes.
And then basically see how well it progresses. Like, at the moment, we've got 6 viewers tuning in right now. We are live. We're recording on the podcast.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit exciting.
It's a little bit nerve-wracking.
It's nerve-wracking. Anything could happen. And what we were saying...
Yeah.
What's even weirder is that there's always a delay.
Yeah, all right. Now, this is one thing we're going to touch on. For starters, anyone who isn't listening in live, we will let you know that we actually are broadcasting out to YouNow.
Yeah.
Right? .com.
.com.
And we're under May Contain, which is obviously our show, which has been our show for the last year.
Yeah.
So, so if you ever want to tune in, stuff like that, we'll put up, like, extra feeds on our Facebook, our Twitter, everything we can to know... when we're going to be going out live, because we do it all different times and stuff like that.
I think, and we're going to try and capture the most best times for everyone out there.
Yeah,
well.
So now that we've actually finally done this, we actually have to start dressing up the shed a little bit.
We are, because at the moment behind us, it looks, we've got a zombie poster, and I think everyone else can see this.
What is this?
It looks like the previous owner, travelled the globe and got, like, beer... What do you call them? Like
the coasters.
The coasters. Beer coasters.
Yeah.
And just chucked them up.
So, yeah. So, anyone that's tuning into the episode now, you've missed the live cast, right? Gander's having way too much fun with the camera.
Yeah, sorry.
Right? Sorry. Which is, I don't know if it's going to be a good thing or bad thing. We may never, ever come back here again.
No.
So, this was only put onto us by a friend of ours, pretty much, that's listened to the show.
Overseas friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's not tuning in at the moment, who's not missing the first episode of the last season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that pretty much sums up where we are tonight.
Okay, so can we just get back into the topics at hand?
Cool.
I know we got a little bit overwhelmed there.
Yes.
I did.
Yes.
Because it's exciting.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about, we're going to talk about Back to the Future. Yesterday.
Well, yeah, yesterday. Well, this episode now goes out on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So the 21st, which was on Wednesday.
Yes.
Right, was actually Back to the Future Day.
Yeah.
Now, I know that everyone's actually sick of hearing this.
I'm not.
So, really?
And those people actually kind of annoyed me. There was a couple of people on my Facebook feed like, I'm over it, guys. I get it. It's a movie. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of it. But I loved it. I embraced it.
Do you know what? I think, what time did he go back? It was 7:28 in the morning?
No, it was at night, I believe. Well, it was 4:20 or something like that in the afternoon, I believe.
I don't recall. If anyone listening now actually knows the correct time, chuck it up.
Yeah.
See, we can have people help us now.
Yeah, it's like feedback instantly. I love it.
But I remember I got up the 21st.
Yeah.
And I got up late. I reckon I got up at the crack of noon.
Yeah.
So it was literally like, I'm like, yep, cool, getting up. And I'm like...
What did you do to commemorate it?
I went up and I sat up and went, fuck, I've missed it. So
you were there.
Yeah, I was still there. Yeah. But it was literally along the lines of, I'm like, I've done nothing for it. And I had so much, not prepared from the day before, but literally along the lines of, okay, great. Like, I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be able to experience this. I'm not going to miss it. I know it's coming. And then I got up and I'm like, shit, I didn't actually check anything.
Yeah.
And now I've missed the whole thing.
What I thought was weird is because I, during the day, I kept looking at my phone.
Yeah.
And I was looking at my Facebook pictures. And for anyone that has seen Back to the Future, you know how sometimes the picture changes?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Like the newspaper.
I kept looking just in case, like, my arm could have been disappearing. Then I'd be like, we have to go back. We have to go back to the future.
But I think I almost treated this day a little bit like I was actually going to see Marty McFly somewhere. Like, I'm like, oh.
I did.
Like, what?
We had 3 Marty McFlys come into the store dressed completely like they were in Back to the Future.
No hoverboards.
No, they had the fake hoverboards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's dedication.
They had everything. I'm talking the proper laces up Nikes, the jacket. Your jacket is now dry.
Yeah.
They had the works. And I just said, you look good. It was a bit of a downer for them while they came in.
Great.
They even put on like, oh, this is heavy. And I was just like, you look good.
Really? That's all you gave them?
That's all I gave them.
No, like, I feel my day was wasted. Like, I almost overhyped it to myself.
Yeah.
To the point that I was like, oh, it's going to be great. Like, oh, like I said, like, I was actually going to see Marty McFly. And then I woke up and I'm like, now what do I do? Like, now the day is gone.
Yeah.
I never get that day back. I can't time travel. I wish I could. But yeah, I'm like, it's gone now. It's over. No one's probably going to ever mention it again. I'm like, I feel it's a little bit wasted, but what was I going to do on that day? Like, I don't really... You can have, like, a Back to the Future marathon, including, you know, watch the animated series, the whole lot.
Yeah, the Telltale game, play that.
That's been now released on PS4 as well.
Yeah, well, as a download, a physical disc coming out later this week, and it's an awesome game.
Yeah, so...
Features the voices, actually, of Marty, well...
I don't think it's,
He doesn't play himself, but he's in it as another character.
So I know that Christopher Lloyd came back as Doc Brown.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox did come back, but not as Marty. Okay. He voice acted a different character. I think it was like a cousin or a relative.
That seems a bit of a cop-out, really.
No, well, he's a busy man, like, doing all his donations for Parkinson's. And
way to make me feel like an asshole in the end.
No, it's not making you feel like an asshole. It's just he's a busy man. He's got stuff to do.
Yeah.
But what the sad point that someone brought up to me was about Back to the Future is the whole trilogy that you've come to love is now all entirely set in the past.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? Just kick me in the balls while you're at it as well.
Yeah, mind blown. Like...
And then they also came out last week. There was an interview, I believe it might have been on IGN. It might have been on something else as well.
Yeah.
Saying that there is no more stories. They're done. Like...
I disagree.
No, do you disagree with them or with the audience?
As in, there's no more stories. What do you? As in, they're not going to make another one.
No, well, I don't think they ever really
had... They're going to do a remake.
Okay, that's an umming and an
ahhing.
They
will do a remake because it's Hollywood and they remake fucking everything.
Yeah, but do you want to see... Do you want to see... do you want to see a remake? I remember they talked about this a little while ago, and like they were saying, oh, should we do a remake? Shan't we do a remake? No, you don't touch classics like that.
No.
That's like saying, like, Jurassic Park, I reckon, did it well. Like, they did it right.
Because they sort of continued it, and it was a continuation.
But it was also a revamp as well.
It was a revamp, yeah, okay.
Right? And they can keep doing that. I don't think they can touch that Back to the Future.
Yeah, there you go. So, it was 4:29.
Oh, in the evening.
Yes, my wife just quickly messaged us. 4:29. So you actually woke up going, holy shit, I've missed it.
And then casually went through the day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, missed it anyway.
Yeah, you're walking down that alleyway. The DeLorean showed up and you're like, meh.
Meh.
Whatever.
Because when DeLorean shows up in Australia.
It. Yeah. It could happen. It could happen.
Yeah, so, but that was, it was a day wasted for me. Like, I didn't do anything for it. I actually went out and I saw a film.
What did you
right? So this gets me onto my next topic, right?
Yeah.
I actually went out and saw Paranormal Activity, The Ghost Dimension.
I'm a little bit over them.
And you know what? It's one of those films, actually one of those franchises that I feel that, in a way, I want to see more, but in a way it needs to die.
And they need a revamp for that, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or not even that. It's got to that point now where this, the one that's coming out now, and anyone who's watched the Paranormal Activities so far, is pretty much along the lines of, what do we do? Right? Mm. So the last one was like, no worries, we'll tie up all the loose ends.
Yeah.
Right? So the big promise in this was, where do we go from here? Like, how do we tie up these loose ends?
Okay.
This is the ending of the story, right? It's all to do with the devil demon Toby.
Which, yeah, weird. Okay.
So, but what have we got there? So, like, I didn't get to see the new Paranormal Activity movie. I think I saw it 2 years ago.
Yeah, because right? Probably it feels like the exact same
thing. Last one that came out was a spin-off anyway. It was the Marked Ones, right? So what happened was that was kind of the only thing I had in the very end was it came round at the very last 2 minutes and they showed Katie and Mika from the first one.
Yeah.
And what happens when she goes downstairs, screams, he comes downstairs.
Oh, you see what happens.
Yeah, you see that. But the rest of the film is kind of like, it is just a spin-off. It's a different family. It's a different demon, I believe. It's the whole lot. Stop thumbing.
I'm thumbing up there because you're loving it. It's brilliant. No, okay. So,
what was the last one you saw?
The first one. right? I don't think, I think I didn't like any other ones because the first one seemed genuinely low budget and scary.
Well, it was. It was filmed.
It was freaky.
It was filmed in the director's house. That's how low.
That's his, okay.
That's how it's apartment. Like that's how low budget it was.
And you know why that movie was amazing?
Yeah.
Because it was completely genuine and something new.
Yeah.
And then ever since that, because they did one with the baby and it was like a flashback or something, didn't they?
No, okay. So what happened after that? Right. Like any successful movie, Hollywood takes a hold of it. And the camera's over here. If you're gonna wave, if you're gonna wave for the camera,
wait. I can't. Yeah. Okay. So,
now, I do what I love to do. I can't wait to listen back to this episode because the first time, as I said, recording live.
Yeah, and how many
it's gonna have all these bits in it where it's just us going, what the hell?
What the hell's going on? Yeah.
But I like it. I like it. People are gonna know that they've listened in later on. So, but as I said, what happens to any successful movie, right? It becomes a franchise. Hollywood takes it and runs with it.
Yeah, okay.
Right? And that's what they've done here to the point they've got up to now number 6, which is The Ghost Dimension, which I said in another episode is the most terrible name for a film ever.
The Ghost Dimension.
It sounds so stupid. It's one of those things that what they should have done is, like I said to you in another episode, if they had Jurassic Park, exactly the same film, and they called it Jolly On Dinosaur World or something like that,
it'd be stupid.
I'm like, cool, it's the same film, but no, I'm not going to see a movie called that.
Yeah.
The Ghost Dimension, I had the same thing going in. And the thing that bugged me the most that you see in the trailer is that you actually see Toby in this. You see the demon.
Okay. And, right? And good, though? Like, scary?
This is where I'm going to flip everything on its head. Yes, that was good!
Oh, okay.
Right? It was done right. I saw it in 3D, right?
Oh, and they popped out at you?
Yeah, everything down to him cleaning the front of the camera. He, like, sprays the camera and cleans it down.
And that was all...
And you're like, ooh, like, when it pops out at you.
Because there's two types of 3D that I've found out now.
Right.
There's the ones that do it for cheap scare. Oh, my God, that's... They're really coming out.
It does that.
Or there's films like Avatar that really just blend you into the environment and makes you a part of the movie without doing that stupid, I'm going to throw something down the lens of the camera and it's going to scare the audience.
Yeah, this is the one thing when I said that I saw Everest. Now, I'm kicking myself that I should have seen Everest in 3D because I feel that that would have been the real... Yeah. The real thing for that film. The strongest part for Evers would be the 3D feeling like you're there.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the actual story itself because, like I said, it did feel a bit loose and apart in some points.
The Martian in 3D, which I actually saw with a mate who's listening now.
Yeah.
It felt like you were there on Mars and that you were really alone with him. And it was weird that he didn't want to talk to you because we were the only other people on Mars with him.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. You know, I expected Matt Damon to stop, look at the camera, and go, I see you, mate, I see you. But he didn't.
That was actually talking about another film that I actually haven't seen, but I know the concept of it. It's another film just came out called The Walk, which has Joseph Gordon-Levitt in it.
Oh, the Twin Tower guy that walks across. Apparently that is brilliant in 3D.
It is brilliant, right? Same sort of deal. Yeah. But he has moments in the film where he turns to the camera and does his like monologue. So instead of just doing it over the top of the film, it cuts to him on top of the skyscraper and it's him talking to the audience. And a lot of people said that's a bit weird. It takes you out of it at times.
It does, yeah, it would.
So that's why I don't reckon...
He's not Deadpool.
So yeah, that's
he can't do it.
So that's why I'm thinking that it's a good thing they didn't do that in The Martian. The Martian's a very strong film on its own. Mm-hmm. Everest is a strong film for its 3D. I reckon Paranormal Activity, as I was saying, it's a good film.
It's not a great film.
But it's one of those things, it's like, yes, we promise we'll tie up all the loose ends and we'll cover everything.
Yep.
They did that, right? Then left you with more questions at the very end of that film, for that film.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
It's
something I should go see.
Let's see the others first.
Oh, right? Okay.
Not the one with Nicole Kidman. I mean,
I
the other
love
films.
The others.
So,
yeah, that was freaky, that one.
That's a good film, that is.
What else has come out? Obviously, there's some big things we need to discuss.
Right. All right. Let's get into the nitty gritty of all that I really want to talk about. You really want to talk about.
Yeah.
And that is
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars. The new trailer dropped, what, yesterday?
Two days ago.
2 days ago now.
It feels like it's yesterday, the amount of times I've watched it.
Yeah, you've seen it like 2-3 times.
Now, the first thing I want to talk about before I actually talk about Star Wars is the actual trailer, the way it was made itself.
Okay. Right? As in how they edited it.
Yeah. Now, I know that we've spoken about this before, but for anyone just listening now, this is actually brilliant, the way that, I don't know if it's J.J. Abrams doing or who edits
J.J.
it.
J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, oh, no, well, I mean, who edits the trailer and stuff like that.
Yeah.
A huge nod to them and a pat on the back, because they do what every trailer should do from the dawn of time for trailers.
What?
They show absolutely nothing.
I disagree. They have shown too much. Too much, almost.
My friend, if you can piece together the story, right, that they've given you from that trailer.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's something. Like, the point of the matter is, it was just so cool to see that everything was... You get 2.5 minutes of Star Wars-y stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is great.
And I'm watching it going, ooh, flashy colours. That's what I want. Like, the nostalgia is just sort of like...
Okay.
This is great. But...
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Is, I didn't get anything from the story.
I feel like they've given too much of the story away.
In what sense?
Okay, first of all,
spoilers, people.
This is literally our own opinions.
Right.
So I don't feel like we can spoil it. If we're right, then holy shit, we're right.
Yep.
First of all, they released the poster. Okay, before the trailer, like 2 days prior.
Yes.
That this is the new poster that they'll show in all the cinemas. It's going to be up there.
Yeah.
And the first person, Luke Skywalker, is not on that poster, guys.
Yeah.
At all.
Or so we think.
Well, okay. Unless he's...
And that's what I'm saying. This poster came out with huge speculation.
Yeah, where's Luke?
Right.
Where did he go?
And that's when everyone's like, all right, he's Kylo Ren. Kylo Ren.
See, I think that.
Everyone thought that.
I understand that there's another actor playing Kylo Ren.
But that's no different to Darth Maul in Episode 1.
Or Darth Vader.
Right. Oh, okay. There you go. Any of them.
Yeah, just a little snippet. James Earl Jones wasn't in that suit.
No. No different to, I believe it's the guy from Shaun of the Dead. I forget his name. The one
Simon
that Shaun...
Peck?
No, short that Shaun lives with.
Oh, the other guy.
Yeah.
The,
Pete.
Cornetto.
No, his name's Pete.
Oh, okay.
You know,
it wasn't part of the team, the Cornetto trilogy.
Where
you going up the street, Cornetto?
I don't know if he's in all of them. He's in the first
one.
That's it.
All of them.
Pete. No. Pete. But anyway, he did the voice of Darth Maul, right?
Really?
Yeah, because he's actually played by. Oh my god! I've
Toad from X-Men.
We'll go with that because you are right.
Yeah.
I do know the guy's name. I've met him.
You've met him.
I've met him.
How did you meet him?
He came to a Australian Comic Con.
Oh wow, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. So so he came here. I've met him. I forget his name, but he played Darth Maul when the guy from X-Men as Toad, the guy from Shaun of the Dead actually voiced him.
Okay.
So yeah, two different things.
Yeah.
So that's why this speculation's coming around about how
Luke Skywalker could be him.
Could be Kylo Ren. But
then, and this is what annoys me, because the official Star Wars page came out saying it's not him. This is the actor, and they showed the long-haired hooligan that plays Kylo Ren.
I looked at it, I'm like, holy shit, Jon Snow is Kylo Ren. I'm like,
you'll know nothing, Jon Snow. But it could be just to throw people off.
It could be. Okay. Now there's a few theories here. Right?
Mm.
Do you have any theories?
I have a very... Well, it's not even a theory. I almost would say this is true. This is going to happen.
Okay, then you follow this up,
okay.
Right? Because
okay.
I've been given a couple of theories, right? Now, for anyone who used to read the books perhaps.
Yeah.
Right? Luke is away guarding some ancient temple from some darker evil.
So when you say the books,
the books that are now non-canon.
Non-canon.
Yes.
But were written after...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Followed on from the original Star Wars trilogy.
Continue, please.
Right?
Yeah.
As someone has just said in our feed here,
yeah.
Also Han Solo's son, perhaps.
It could be.
Right? That is also a good theory. Now, I did think of that because...
Because Han sleeps around.
So we did.
There's a comic. He's got another wife.
He does.
He has another wife.
So there's so many things going on here.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to actually read a quote, I guess.
Oh.
It's a rather long quote. But someone wrote this to me.
Yeah.
And it made me laugh. Now, I really hope he's actually listening into this episode.
Okay.
I'm sure
he would be.
No, because...
Maybe not live, but he'll listen in.
This theory, right, I don't know where he pulled it from. It had to be on a line or something like that.
Yeah.
Now, stay with me on this one.
Okay.
Now, the way it is said is, when Chewbacca died of old age, right?
Yep.
Han, inconsolable, right, seeing his grieving friend, Luke secretly recovered the body and skinned Chewbacca. Right? Oh. And started impersonating the dead Wookiee.
And he'd be good impersonating because he uses the Force.
Yeah, that's it. Even if it's a bit shorter, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Han, whose eyesight isn't as good from almost being locked in carbonite for a while, right?
Yeah.
Which then he got it back. But cataracts. Then the old age,
yeah.
You know, started catching up with him and stuff like that.
Jabba cataracts.
He was just completely taken in that Chewbacca was back. Luke had only intended to give his friend a chance to say goodbye to Chewie. But Han... having lost his companion once, refuses to let the Wookiee out of his sight. Now, Luke has to follow Han around the galaxy, everywhere he goes, acting as part of the Smuggler's Dead co-pilot.
I can understand. I think it's actually, it could happen, Look, we've seen them skin a Tauntaun. Well, not skin, but use a Tauntaun as a sleeping bag.
Okay, that was Han.
That was Han.
Tauntaun. That was Han stuffing Luke inside a Tauntaun.
Yeah, right.
Right.
So this could be payback. And maybe...
it's not payback.
Maybe... Well, no, but it could happen.
Could you imagine that?
Yeah.
You know, the last Jedi on the planet or the galaxy or whatever. And he's like, some practical joke.
Yeah.
I'll stuff myself inside a Wookiee now.
Well, what would be warmer? The Tauntaun or a Wookiee?
A Wookiee by far.
Really?
I reckon so.
Nah, it's the guts and the goobers and the jelly beans inside you that makes it nice and warm.
I'd like to hope that at least that he took the insides of the Wookiee out.
Yeah.
Right before getting into it. But I feel Luke doesn't have the height of Chewbacca to be able to get into it.
Do you reckon for Chewie, because let's face it,
right,
in this galaxy far, far away, and I'm assuming they've had them, I've never seen a toilet.
Yep. Right.
Right, right.
Fair enough.
Chewie would have to shave his ass. Because he would be getting shit stuck to his hair. I've got a dog.
Yeah.
I've seen how it squats and... Gadgets is a fucking weird shitter.
I think that he's at the point that, I don't even think that Han looks after him to the respect going, look, bud, let me clean you up. I don't think it's even at that point.
Well, it could be embarrassing. Walking around a bit of shit on his bum.
I like to think that their race sort of goes with that, right?
In the
knowing
bushes
that happens.
Or on a toilet.
So
how sophisticated are they?
They live in, nature pretty much.
So
we've seen them in episode
3. Toilet for Wookiees.
They'd have something.
They'd have...
But I think they're well-equipped enough
to
be able to clean their own behinds. So,
maybe that's where Ewoks came from. They just shit them out.
They're just tiny Wookiees.
Yeah, it's like Caravan of Courage all over again.
So that's just what you said.
Interesting fact.
Fact, yeah.
Fact. Did you know that Ewoks were actually supposed to be the Wookiee?
Really?
Yeah. George Lucas, the man with no chin... actually said that he really, really loved the concept of the Ewoks and the Wookiees and that whole end, you know, the end, where were they? Endor?
Endor, yeah.
Yeah, they were on Endor. That massive fight scene, they were supposed to be all Wookiees and that would have been awesome, right?
That would have been really cool.
But he loved the Wookiee so much that he put the Wookiee...
As a lead character. Yeah.
And I believe that was what the hint was in the prequels. You know how they had the Wookiees...
In Revenge of the Sith.
Because he wanted to redo that scene.
Really?
The one that was in his head. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
So, I reckon that
That's your theory, anyway. The theory is...
No. That's not my theory. That's a theory that I heard that I found rather amusing.
What's your theory?
My theory?
On where is Luke? What's happening in this universe?
I reckon Luke's just in it. I reckon he's still part of the Rebellion. I like to think he's just part of the Rebellion.
Yeah.
It just seems so simple, but at the same time, I like to think that if they're going to stick him in the poster,
yeah,
right, he's going to have to be some sort of background character. But I don't want... I really want to see him, all right? But I want to see... He needs to be badass. He needs to be like Yoda from episode 2. When he just kind of like... not like that. He's got the height on him. So he needs to come back, right?
Yeah.
And he's trained. Like, he has really trained now. Like, to the point like... He comes back and he's badass. He's a master. That's how I'd like to see it anyway.
I don't see it. It's not.
I don't see it happen. But what I really don't want to happen is them just shoehorning him in at the end of this episode and going, "Oh, Luke's back."
Yeah.
Like, and at the same time, it's like it is like sort of like, "Oh, now I have to see the next one."
Yeah.
But you know what? That's the same problem that happens with all the Paranormal Activities. You all get left on some sort of cliffhanger. You're like, "Now I've got to see the next one."
They've got my money.
That's why, to me, it almost feels like movies kind of go on that sort of like, it's not a ripoff, but it's kind of like, "Oh, I wish that I'd seen more of that. I wish they had more in that." I get that that's the story, though. That's just me.
Yeah.
So
I think they've given away way too much. They've actually shown the new planet which is a Death Star.
They've shown it on the poster. That's as far as they've shown it.
No, they've shown it in the trailer, the new trailer.
Where is it?
Okay. You know the icy planet?
Yeah.
They show? There's a trench running in the background. I'm talking, it's only there for a couple of seconds, but that trench looks incredibly like the Death Star trench.
You reckon?
Yeah. Yeah. If it's not a Death Star, it is something so incredibly close to the Death Star. And this is what kind of annoys me. It's almost like this is going to be the same issue that Batman had.
Batman has Death Stars.
Batman Dark Knight Rises, where it feels like they just rehashed what worked well. And that's where it feels like, so Kylo Ren is picking up he wants to complete what Darth Vader started.
Right.
So he's kind of like the Bane in this story.
Mm-hmm.
So Bane wants to follow on
Raj Al Ghul. There is a Darth Bane.
Well, there you go, Darth Bane. he's in there. And does he talk like that as well?
No. You've come back to die with your city.
Yes. So, I am now a Sith.
That's more Yoda.
Yeah. I feel like that story's already done, but we're going to rehash that.
Yeah.
They're bringing back in the search for the Jedis again.
Yeah.
So basically, instead of Yoda, we're going to have, let's find Luke right at the end, who's now going to come back, and that is literally going to be a new hope where they destroy this next big thing. That's where I see it going.
That sort of sounds really loose. Like, I guess I don't want it to be that. I don't want it to be a rehash.
That's what it is. Like, it's going to be awesome no matter what. JJ does nothing wrong in my eyes.
Yeah, true.
But I personally don't want to see the rehash, but I'll give them my money and still see
it. So do you believe that that is their only, like, that's what they're doing with this? That's just a rehash? Like,
I think they're, after episode 1, 2, and 3, they're a little bit too scared of going away from the formula that works.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, from what I've read of the early news of Spectre, they're doing the same thing with the James Bond. They're going back to the formula that they know works without trying anything new.
Now, in saying that, both for Bond and Star Wars,
yeah,
right? Now, is it the right time for that?
As in the right time to...
I'm just asking you personally, right?
Yeah.
Is this now the right time for a new Star Wars and a new Bond to hit those nerves? Like, even if it is a rehash?
Bond, no.
Right?
Star Wars, maybe yes.
Star Wars, an absolute yes, I reckon.
Star Wars needs to bring the original fan base in. I swear, if you're... There's two types of people out there. There's the Star Wars fans that will try to defend episode 1, 2, 3... Not because they enjoyed it, but because they're Star Wars fans.
Do you know what? I'll defend them in the belief that I enjoyed them. For what they are.
No, they were pretty bad.
Why?
They were comedic. They didn't have that same, "Oh my God, this is really dark feel. Like, look at Empire, man. Empire Strikes Back was dark.
But at the same time, I feel that now, I just like this personally, right?
Yeah.
That I like the prequel trilogy for what it is.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel it stepping on the toes of the classics.
I don't know. We'll see. Like, yeah. Yeah, so Star Wars, I definitely feel they need to rehash the formula that works.
Yeah.
And bring back that base that everyone went, huh? Kind of like what J.J. Abrams did exactly for Star Trek.
Yeah.
He re-brought all those fans in, and yeah, there were still some diehard fans that went, that's not true, J.J. You goddamn, you're using too much flair in your camera shots.
So,
because that's what he does.
Star Trek
shouldn't have that many flares. However, James Bond, this is not the right time for them to just use the right formula. This will kill it. Because Daniel Craig, have you heard the controversy where he wants to play Bond until his body won't let him? And then in another interview, he's like, this is it. This is my last one. I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, I actually heard one thing in particular, him going, I never want to do this again.
Yeah, so that was apparently they had to do some reshoots, and the reshoots he disagreed with.
Right.
And he butted heads with him. And from early, like I said, early reviews,
yep.
I only started reading it very, very briefly because I didn't want to spoil it too much.
Yep.
They said the first half of the movie is brilliant.
Right.
The second half of the movie kind of uses the Bond formula.
Yep.
And nothing is new.
Do you know what had the same problem? Exactly the same film that had the very same problem?
What?
Ghost Protocol. A really... Ghost Protocol. Sorry. What's the latest one?
Mission Impossible. You're talking the Syndicate.
Is it not called the Syndicate?
I can't remember what it's called. What's the latest Mission Impossible called? We'll find out in 10 seconds. I know what you're talking about though.
Yeah, no, the latest. The latest one had the same thing. It had a really strong start.
Rogue Nation.
So Rogue Nation. We thank them.
Thank you. No one typed it,
but we know you were looking.
Yeah.
Because
it's 10 seconds delay.
Exactly.
It will pop up. See?
Thanks.
I knew that. I knew it would eventually pop up. Prove my point. Bravo to you, sir. So, hats off if I had one.
So, yes. So, we've got Rogue Nation, right? Which had the same problem, I reckon, right?
Yeah.
Had a really strong start.
Yeah.
But then right at the end, when they just catch him in the glass box, I'm like, really?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? I'm not the biggest Bond fan, right? Right, like, and you know what? I want to be. I'm just not. But I reckon this is one of those films. I feel like I really want to see this one, but I know I shouldn't because I know it feels like it's almost going to be the end because it looks like it feels like it's coming to a close.
Well, the rumor they want Hugh Jackman or who's the guy that in Legend?
You can't have Hugh Jackman as Bond.
Tom Hardy.
Okay, Tom Hardy's perfect. Tom Hardy can't do any wrong now.
You know who wanted him to be Tom Hardy?
What, Daniel Craig?
Yep.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, you did, actually.
So,
it was kind of weird.
Can see it in your eyes.
Can see it in my eyes.
So,
all right, so we're hitting around the 31-minute mark. I want to throw something completely different. I don't even care that I've seen two new shows. I'm skipping over that.
All right, we'll save them for, next time now.
Well, next time. And if we go over, it's our season finale. We'll go slightly over.
Cool, it's our first live show as well.
It's our first live show. Thanks for tuning in. What makes a good board game?
Right. Now, do you want to start this one off or should I?
I just want to know, first of all, what board games you've played, you've enjoyed, you've loved, growing up, teenager, old man, soaps.
I think it needs to, and I've, you know what, I remember saying this, it's no different to really what makes a good video game, which we said in our last episode, which we never really wrapped up, which we will one day, not tonight.
Just because you don't like The Last of Us. And that kills me.
Stop
that
now.
Kills me.
Stop now. What? But no, we're not getting into this.
We could.
We're not.
We might.
Right?
Okay.
For now, we'll keep it on board games. I don't like The Last of Us, right?
Last of Us board game might be coming out. You might like it.
To hell with it.
Okay.
Anyway, what makes a good board game for me, right, yep. is I think for a board game, because you're all playing with people around you, you're not playing across things and stuff like that. You're playing with people at a table.
With or against.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I reckon it either needs to be competitive, right? Very competitive.
Yeah.
Or it needs to be absolutely hilarious, right? Okay. I think you need to have some sort of comedic element to it. And I'm not talking at the simple fact of playing Cards Against Humanity because everyone's like, ha-ha, yeah. sick and twisted. You've got that, right?
I like that, but that's a drinking game.
Yeah, but I also feel like something like one that I actually played a lot of, and this is going to sound really weird, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Is actually the Game of Life. Right.
Okay, I've never played this.
Right, now the reason for this is, right, is I think that's just the funny part of it, is watching the person who's moving their car around the board game,
yeah,
right, watching their life unfold, and you literally watch it happen in front of you. And
it's from birth?
Yeah, like, oh, no, so you go
just for jobs.
And, no, you go through, you choose if you want to go to college or not, or go straight into a job. If you go through college, yeah, you get a better job, therefore you earn more money.
Do you have bills?
Yes. Okay. No, not bills, okay, right? You have, like, debts and stuff like that.
Right, so you can have what?
You have, like, debts and stuff that. So you go through life, and then these things just start happening to you. So you draw a card from the pile, and you might lose your job, right?
Oh, or, does it tell you why?
Yeah, it does, actually. Okay, like, cool. You know, you bought your pet to work, right? Now, the funny... This is what makes me laugh at these sort of games. And this is the example that I'll use.
Yeah.
Someone had the job, right? They went through college.
Yeah.
And they got the job as a vet, right? Now, they actually drew the card. You're now fired because you brought your pet to work.
Yeah, that's
still
fair.
Now, I kind of... Really?
That's fair.
Okay. What? I love the seriousness in this.
No, what kind of vet are they? Okay.
What? It's not that specific. Okay, no.
Let's go back. You've got a dog. No, you've got a cat. Was it Gurr?
Yeah, Gurr the cat.
Gurr the cat. Okay. Gurr the cat is sick.
Right, is she?
Yes.
Okay.
She's just lost her second leg.
Right. So she's already lost the first one.
The leg. You were distraught. Now it's happened again.
Right.
So you grab Gurr and the leg that's just fallen off like a piece of Lego.
Yeah.
And you have bolted it straight to your vet. Right? And you're like, you need to operate. And they're like, yes, I know we need to operate. Get Gurr on the table. You throw Gurr on the table. Right? They're starting to operate. And the vet's like, sorry, I just got to feed Penny, who's in the other room. I brought my dog.
I don't think it would be like...
I brought my dog here to the vet. That's you can't. You can't bring your pet anywhere.
People don't do that. That's not a thing.
They do
I reckon
in the game of life, my friend.
They've got I reckon if you're a vet and you took your dog to work or whatever. Yeah. A lot of vets, especially here in Adelaide and stuff like that, they have outer areas like greeneries, like
you just let your dog go. Yes, like I'll see you at five, mate.
Sure. They probably enjoy it more than being
don't
at home.
Don't have sex. So don't have sex here at their work.
Pretty much all I see if you took your pet to work is like when you put your Pokemon in the daycare center and all they do is breed. Like, that's all they used to do. And I'm like,
well, how far can you take?
I'm like, what kind of daycare is this?
Can you take a Wookiee to work?
So, I guess.
Yeah, it's a pet.
But I feel it's just things like that, playing a board game.
Yeah, okay.
Which made me laugh really hard because, like, you're like, why are you losing your job over this? And they're like, oh, shit. Like, and then on the next roll, then it was six kids. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Well,
like,
depressed. They went to the bar. They had some shots. They looked at the next three guys and they said, now, you, bed now.
Now what,
I'm drunk.
See, now what you're doing
like
right
party.
Now,
woo-hoo!
What you're doing right now is exactly what happens in a board game. People put those little bits in between.
It's the interactions.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what it's, that what makes a good board game. If you can have interactions about like between your roles going, this is why it happened, right? It was like... Yeah, that's what it's all about. Like, you build this story out of nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So
Game of Life is one of your favorites.
Yeah. Now, talking about building a game, now, I mean, obviously, a little bit.
Yeah.
But obviously, and then actually speaking, right? Have you played Betrayal at House on the Hill?
I love Betrayal at House on the Hill.
Right. Now, for anyone who hasn't played Betrayal at House on the Hill, it's literally a game without a board game, a board, exactly, straight away.
Tile-based.
Yeah, so I haven't seen many games like this. So you build the house as you're playing.
Yep.
Right? So there it is.
Yep, cool.
And then you get halfway through it.
The haunting begins.
And someone might be possessed. Someone might be... something might happen to someone else. Or you have to work cooperative in the house.
Yep.
So I haven't played many. I think I've played about three games of it.
Yeah.
But I love that as well.
I love it because the scenarios are so completely different.
Yes.
Every single time you play it.
Yeah.
And there's always one betrayer.
Yeah.
You can't call a game Betrayal of the House on the Hill if you have not.
Exactly right.
We actually have a person actually saying now that Munchkin is one of their favourites. Have you played Munchkin?
No, what is Munchkin?
Okay, Munchkin's really cool. And now, stop me if I'm wrong. But basically, you have a pile of cards, and you have like 10 hit points, and literally, you're just going through and you're looting. It's all about loot, and it's all about, I think they call it booty in Munchkin.
Okay.
And you, like, for example, they do Apocalypse Editions, they do Zombie Editions, they do Super Editions.
Oh, like really?
Superpowers.
Yeah.
So anything you want. It's done by Steve Jackson, and you basically, it's a comedy of dungeon crawling games.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, notice of the way you said it.
Yeah, so, yeah, it is...
Is he right?
Am I right? I think I'm right.
So, no, well, if that's what it is, that sounds pretty cool.
It is really fun. It is laugh-out-loud funny, and the pictures are really cool because they're cartoony, and it's like, it's everything that you would know in, like, D&D and things like that.
Yeah.
Brought down to a stupid level.
Oh, right.
Like, you know what I mean? They take the piss fun, and I think that's what board games should be. You play them when you're bored, and then you entertain.
Yeah.
My favourite board game would be Zombicide.
Right.
Or, favourite board game, I can't even remember, Zombies.
Right.
It has, like, one or two exclamation points.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, thank you. There you go. Essentially, I was right about Monster Kids. Yeah, but Zombies is cool. It's another tile-based game. And the cool thing about it is you have to get to the helipad, but you have your turn, and then you roll a six die, or D6, I should say, and that's how many zombies you control. And then it's about pushing those zombies onto other players. But then if I push them onto you, you're like, fuck you, Gander. And then on your turn, you bring them back on me. And then suddenly we have this war going on between us, and you got little Jimmy playing in the corner here that's going for the helipad, and then suddenly we go... Let's fucking get Jimmy, and then we just kill Jim.
For like, so like Risk?
It's not as, like, Risk is global, this is like a mole.
Oh, okay, right.
So.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but I think anything. Yeah, what? Zombies. Yeah. Thanks, Philby.
One thing that I will actually mention as well, for anyone who's ever played them who owns a PC, or for anyone who owns an electronic device now, actually, because it's come out on everything. Did you know that the Jackbox Party Pack 2 just came out?
And there's a bomb defusing thing?
I bought it last night.
Okay.
Right? So and we had five people around playing it.
Oh.
Right? We play...
I was way off.
Yeah.
Which one? Five games.
We play them all. So you get... we got Fibbage 2.
One.
Right? You have Quiplash, which was actually sold on its own a few months back.
Yep.
You have Bomb Corp.
That's the one I want to play.
That one's great fun.
That's the one where you have a screen and you have to yell how to defuse.
So I'll give you a quick rundown on Bomb Corp as well. What happens is you got four people playing.
Yeah.
You all get a page between 1 and 4. Okay. Always randomized, right?
Yeah.
And then those pages will almost start contradicting each other.
Okay.
Saying page 2 was meant to mean this and page 4 actually meant this and stuff like that. And then you're like... fuck, which one do I cut?
Yeah.
Right? So, and it's all about, and it gets harder and harder and harder and harder.
Oh,
it's great fun.
That is cool.
The other one that's a part of it is Bidiots.
What's that?
Right. Bidiots is a little like Drawful. What actually happens is you'll draw a piece of art, right?
Okay.
You have no idea how much it's worth. And then it comes up on the screen, but some people will know, if they think they know what that's meant to be, and that's what it is.
But is it all like Picasso will come up?
No, because we got given something like visiting annually grandpa, or something like that. Visiting grandpa annually, like once a year, or whatever it is, right? And someone had cemetery, right? So I saw this piece of art come up, which was a little kid standing next to a tombstone. I'm like... It's a bit morbid, but I'm pretty sure it's visiting grandpa annually, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, cool, all right. Well, I'll bid the shit out of it, because according to my phone, it's worth $3,900. So I'm bidding away for it, and everyone's like, the hell are you doing? Like, everyone else who's got cemetery knows what it is, and it's only worth like $600. And I'm up to like $2,000, and I'm like, yes! Yeah, bidding away because someone's...
I'm confused with what... So they tell you what to draw...
Yes.
You then attempt to draw it, but how does the money come into it?
Everyone starts with $3,000.
Okay, yeah.
Right, and you have $3,000 to buy art.
To buy art.
Right, when your piece of art gets sold, right, you get a little bit of the profit from that.
Ah.
Right? Okay. So you get, I think it's half of that, so you can spend more to buy more and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then you can take out loans and stuff like that. So you've really got to see it.
Sounds kind of cool, yeah.
It's fun, though. It's a long game, but it's hilarious. Everyone's like, I think I know what that is. So you start bidding against other people.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, you're at a loss. So at the very end, when you sell all your bits of artwork, and you've found out how much you've actually made...
Oh, so hang on. I think I finally understood where it will say, for example, on one person's screen...
Yes.
Visit Grandpa annually.
Yeah.
And on everyone else's screen, it would just be cemetery.
Not always. Like, everyone gets different things, because everyone gets told to draw something different.
Yeah.
So some people might have the same three answers. Everyone gets three answers.
Yeah.
you have to see it to play it. It's kind of like it got three answers, and then it will say three different things and what they're worth.
Okay.
Right? But everyone's got different ones. So you might have one that's the same as me, but I might have the two others that are different.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and that's the fourth one. And there's one more?
Yes, earwax, which is a little bit hilarious.
I get that on the end of my plugs.
Yeah, I get it all the time.
Yeah,
so
I've got a lot of earwax.
Horrible. But what ends up happening in earwax is you are given, as a judge, who picks a topic.
Okay.
Right? And then what happens is it says... what happens at Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Or surprise present at Christmas.
Yeah.
So, and then you'll get given a list of about 8 sounds, and that will say, all right, no worries. So between one, and you pick 2 of the sounds.
Okay.
They're randomized, right? So you got to make the best ones work with what you've got there.
Okay.
You pick them in order. So then everyone picks their sounds, and then all the sounds come down.
Yeah.
Right, and the judge, it won't tell you whose they are, but the judge is the funniest one that's there.
Okay.
And then the first person to get 3 points for being hilarious wins.
They win.
It's good. Jackbox Party Pack 2, people, get on it.
Get it on it. Okay, so what makes... we talked about the games that we've loved.
Yeah.
And I think you briefly said that you liked coming together. What makes a board group? A good board game.
Yeah, you got interactivity.
Interactivity.
Yeah, it's the people you play with. I think that's what makes a good board game. A board game can be really shitty, provided you're playing with really shitty people.
Okay.
So,
I think this sounds weird, but...
Naked Twister.
No. Replayability.
Fair enough. Why is that a weird answer?
No, because some board game... Like, some games I'll play that I love...
Yeah.
I'll play a round of it and I'll despise everyone playing the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I might not enjoy my time, that time playing it.
Oh, okay, right.
But then the next time I'll love it. And I think that's what I love about it. It's the randomness of who you're playing with. Kind of like what you said.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
still
interactivity, but it's the replayability of that game. So you're playing the same game and you're getting completely different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I reckon that's a good way as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But look, that's going to bring us towards the end of an episode. That is the 45-minute mark.
Yeah. And you actually want to give us a special gift?
Yeah. Now, this is just for the podcast, not for people who's listening at home, right? But just, you know, after the end of season one and stuff like that, what happened last end of last season? We blew up.
We blew up, yes. Right? We lit up a cannonball.
Yep.
And it blew.
Yep. Now, for Star Wars coming out soon, huge event and stuff like that.
Yes.
I thought I'm going to get you your own Sarlacc pit.
Oh, and is where
it's
is
right
it?
Here.
I can hear the noise now.
Yep.
I can hear it coming out that.
So we've got our own Sarlacc pit. Now, you've just got to make sure that you just don't fall inside it, right? Because you don't come back from this normally.
Because this is... Did you get Boba Fett this?
I think Boba Fett came with it.
Oh, okay. Right? Okay, so, okay, awesome.
Yep.
Wicked.
Yeah, so, all you have to do is...
Soaps! Oh my god, he's just fallen! Please, guys, don't forget to go to www.maycontain.podomatic.com or follow us on @may_contain for the Twitter. We are on YouTube now, guys. Please follow us. Just look up May Contain the Slap and you'll find us in a... Soaps, I'm coming!
Jeez, Gander, they're falling. We're too late.
No, we're never too late. We're in a time machine. We're going to get back in the DeLorean and go back in time again.
Again?
Again!